Charles, this is about companies being able to have a safe workplace. I'm trying to understand what's unconstitutional about it. I mean, is there any potential that those pushing against this mandate for businesses with, what, 100 employees or more? That's a lot of businesses across the country that want to be back to work at full capacity and getting this economy back on track.
Well, what I found interesting about this case is that what they used as a means of trying to argue this wasn't necessarily a matter of should they be able to do it. It was a question of the authority under OSHA, because OSHA essentially made this regulation or approved this regulation under emergency authority. I don't know that that's going to be enough down the line, particularly given what we've seen in terms of COVID and the economy and the work and the amount of strain that is placed on different workspaces in order to try to get this vaccine mandate done away with. I don't think that's going to be enough, because the cost has been so great on the American people and so great on the country that more than likely what the court is going to do is basically validate that OSHA did have the authority to, in fact, make this ruling and support what the Biden administration is trying to do.
Dave Ehrenberg.
Boy, it's going to be a real rage.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Joe.
I'm sorry, Mika. You go.
I'm just saying that the Delta variant is still actually, it's, you know, still very much a part of our lives. We have got many months to go at the rate that we're going right now in order to have COVID behind us. These mandates are proven to work. Look at New York City.